The Great Christmas Snowstorm by Ella. "Oh, great," Emery exclaimed. "It's snowing again. How am I supposed to go to the movies with my friend Alex?"
"I don't think you can, sweetie. It's coming down pretty hard out there," her dad said.
"Great," she mumbled and stomped upstairs. She sat down on her bed and was writing in her journal when she heard her dad shout, "All of the decorations are covered in snow!"
Emery peeked out the window and saw everything covered in thick, white snow. It was probably 3 inches already.
There were giant icicles hanging off roofs. The sky was a dark gray, covered with thick clouds. It looked like a bad thunderstorm.
"Hey, Dad, I'm going to shovel the snow and put up the decorations," Emery yells from upstairs.
"Okay, thanks, sweetie," her dad responded. By the time Emery got outside, the snow grew 2 inches higher. The wind was so strong that it might have even blown some away. All of a sudden, a girl was walking across the street. She was much older than Emery. She had blonde hair and what looked like a school's teacher ID on.
"Hi, my name is Carla. It looks like you need some help over there,"
Carla questioned.
I guess I could use some help," Emery responded.
I turned around and noticed the decorations were missing. They noticed a reindeer in their backyard, and because the snow came down so fast, it covered everything. The two of them started digging through the snow. They made huge piles trying to find the missing decorations.
"Hey, I found a giant sleigh with the 4 reindeers pulling it," Carla exclaimed.
"There's supposed to be 5, Emery said worriedly. "Keep looking for the other one."
After about 10 minutes, Emery spotted the missing reindeer across the street. She quickly ran across the street, picked up the reindeer, and carried it back to her house. While she was finding the other reindeer, Carla was knee-deep in the snow, using her hands to pull up another decoration. The snow had grown 2 inches higher by now. Emery was almost chest-deep in the icy snow.
"Hey, Carla, I got another reindeer," Emery shouted.
Carla, where are you?"
Emery looked around for Carla. Emery checked in the huge piles of snow in the backyard and in the house. Lastly, she took a look around and found Carla across the street with a giant plastic snowman.
"It's getting late. I'm going inside."
"Do you have somewhere to go for the night?" Emery questioned.
"I was trying to go to the bus station when it was light out. Now the buses aren't going because of the weather," said Carla.
"You can stay here. We have an extra guest room," Emery replied.
Carla spent the night with Emery.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
The next morning, the sun was out again. The snow stopped and all of the icicles were melted. The snow wasn't as deep either. Emery looked outside her window to see all the decorations put up and the lights strung from her house.
"Who must have done this?" Emery thought to herself.
She ran downstairs to see if anyone's boots were covered in snow. None of the boots seemed to be covered in snow. Emery quickly ran upstairs to see if Carla was still sleeping. Emery entered Carla's room, and she found nothing. Carla wasn't there.
"She must have done it," Emery thought, and quickly peered out the window.
There she saw Carla turning on the lights and decorations and walking away.
"I can't believe it," Emery said to herself, stunned, and took one last look out the window and smiled.
The end.